Good morning. It's Monday, May 4th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, two U.S. service members have gone missing during a military exercise near Tantan, Morocco. Officials say they were last seen on Saturday near Ocean Cliffs at the Capdraw training area while participating in African Lion 2026, one of the largest multinational exercises in Africa. A U.S. defense official indicated the pair may have fallen into the ocean, though investigations are ongoing. Search and rescue operations involving air, sea, and ground teams from multiple countries are underway. U.S. Africa Command stressed that the focus remains on locating the personnel and supporting their families. The incident is believed to be accidental, but efforts continue as time becomes critical. Another news. At least 10 people were injured in a shooting at a large gathering near Arcadia Lake, close to Oklahoma City. Police say officers responded Sunday night to reports of gunfire at what appeared to be a party attended mostly by young adults. Victims were taken to hospitals across the area, with injuries described as ranging in severity. Authorities have not made any arrests, but say there is no ongoing threat to the public. Investigators are still working to determine what sparked the violence. Officials expect the number of victims could rise as more people seek medical attention, highlighting ongoing concerns about gun violence at public gatherings. Around the world, a seized Iranian cargo ship and its crew have been transferred to Pakistan for repatriation, according to U.S. officials. The vessel was intercepted last month after allegedly violating a U.S.-imposed blockade near the Strait of Hormuz. 22 crew members have now been handed over, while others were earlier sent to a regional country. Iran has condemned the seizure as unlawful, calling it a violation of international law. Meanwhile, the U.S. has announced plans to launch Operation Freedom to help stranded commercial ships navigate the region. Tehran has warned that any interference could breach the fragile ceasefire, leaving the situation tense and uncertain. Another news. Fresh Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon have killed at least 7 people, according to local officials, raising concerns over violations of an ongoing ceasefire. Strikes hit multiple towns, including Safad al-Badak and areas near Tyre, with casualties including civilians. Lebanon's health ministry condemned the attacks, citing international laws protecting medical and civilian sites. Israel says it targeted militant infrastructure and had issued evacuation warnings beforehand. The ceasefire, in place since mid-April, allows action against imminent threats, but critics say repeated strikes risk escalating tensions. With casualties mounting, pressure is growing for renewed diplomatic efforts to stabilize the region. Another news. 4 people have been hospitalized after a drive-by shooting disrupted a barbecue in South London. Emergency services responded quickly to reports of gunfire in Brixton, finding victims with multiple injuries. One man remains in critical condition, while others suffered less severe wounds. Police have described the incident as indiscriminate violence and launched a manhunt for suspects, increasing patrols in the area. Witnesses reported panic as people fled and sought shelter. In a separate incident, 2 people were killed in a suspicious house explosion in Bristol. Authorities say both cases remain under investigation as communities grapple with rising safety concerns. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.